Fleshbourne and Hayley's Little Bit of Pod.
Great things are brewing at McCafe. The perfect start to every day.
Welcome to A Little Bit of Pod. Oh, that'd be nice.
Room for a little bit of pud.
How good would it be if we, instead of doing a little bit of pod, it was a little bit of pud?
Okay, don't think about it too much. If I had could give you a little bit of pud, what would it be?
Like a really nice caramel steam pud.
With caramel ice,
not icing, like
Drizzle sauce.
Lemon meringue pie for me.
Lemon meringue pie. Yeah.
Or a mousse, a chocolate mousse. I love a chocolate mousse.
Nah.
Is this the podcast?
Yeah. Grow up.
Fuck off.
Yeah.
Excuse me. Chocolate mousse is delicious.
Yeah, but if
a good
one. I literally gave you a hypothetical, I could provide for you anything, and you go mousse.
Mm.
Ridiculous. I could give you a full croquembouche.
I'm surprised you went steamed pud, to be honest.
Steamed pud's a really good one.
I didn't know that you were into it.
Yeah, no. I bloody love it.
20 years and still learning, eh?
Well, speaking of food, producer Carl Wayne, we mentioned this last week on the Big Pod, was in a fight with a food conglomerate. I would say you were in a customer service wrangle.
Yep.
Yeah, if the fight was me being like, hey, hi, so sorry to be annoying, this has happened, and then being like, oh, that's so okay, babes, we'll help you out.
You opened a moldy, a packet of soup that was moldy.
Yeah, like disgustingly moldy.
So there must have been like a piercing in the package. It was one of those packet soups.
Yeah.
Not a tin soup, packet.
No, packet.
Yeah, and it was moldy. I mean, this is what happens when you have a vegetarian soup.
Yeah, it knew it needed meat, so it rebelled.
It's like, if I can't have meat, I'm going to start growing something that is alive.
Years
in hope of attracting something made of meat, which I will then trap.
Yeah.
And then add meat to myself.
Mm. Yeah.
Now, so you didn't have the receipt from the supermarket.
No, I did.
Oh, you did?
Oh, I did.
Okay.
Yeah,
wow.
Yeah. Oh, I was ready.
Okay.
I was prepared.
Also, who keeps their receipts?
Well, I go to Pack and Save, and Pack and Save has Pack and Save fuel, and you need the receipt because it gives you a discount.
Oh,
true debt.
Okay, right.
True debt.
There it is. So, okay, so you, so but you didn't complain to the supermarket, you complained to the manufacturer.
I just
manufacturer.
Emailed Watties, yeah, because it felt like it was a them issue, right? Like, because I'd opened it and it was moldy.
Yeah.
So I did, and they were like, oh, so soz, babes, we'll flick you a refund. And I was like, sweet.
That's nice.
My $4.50 is coming back.
Yeah.
But no, I got an email today from their little, like, system that they refund people. How much do we think I'm getting?
Oh, okay.
How much is the soup? $4.
It was super moldy.
You're getting like $8.
$50. No,
soups,
$50. $50 is like the bottom.
I feel like there should be a payment for your time.
Also, where is this voucher for? A supermarket?
No, it's cash into my bank account.
Oh!
Yeah. Okay. A little bit more then.
I'm going to say $50.
Yeah, $50 feels spot on
or,
for me.
It's either going to be $4.50 or $50.
Okay, well, I was expecting $4.50. It's $15.
Oh,
so you can buy like three soups.
Yeah, I think that's pretty
okay,
good.
That's pretty
I've
good.
Made this a return on my investment. I didn't eat the food.
Yeah, but you had
I've
to open
extra.
Up a moldy sack of crap
like, and then eat mac and cheese for dinner.
Yeah.
Yum, though. Yum,
I'll
mac and cheese.
You went hungry at the time and then you invested time going to the supermarket and then getting home not to eat and then invested time letting them know that their product was a miss.
Yeah.
Are we happy with our hourly rate here?
I am.
I'm not.
But she also said she was a fan, so.
She's a fan.
Then she should have given more and she should have sent us stuff.
I'm really appreciative. They're not.
Well, no, it would have been, they would have appreciated to know, though, that's what had happened. Although it does sound like it just, someone put a hole in it accidentally.
Yeah, she said that they're going to pass it on to their team to check that it's
lovely.
On mission.
I think 15 sucks. 20 for me would be the bare minimum.
I went low because you guys went high to 50. I went low to 20, and 20 was still more than what you got.
If I was in charge of dishing up money, I'd make it a really weird amount, like $14.69.
Yeah, same.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice for you, actually.
Yeah. I put through two transactions, one for $4.20 and one for 69 cents.
Nice.
Yeah, nice.
Yes.
I would put in a series of how much is $5 divided by 69? And I would do that. I'd do 69 cents, 69 cents, 69 cents, 69 cents. Reference nice each time.
Yeah.
Really get the accountants like, oh, for God's sake.
What the fuck's going on here? In a financial
year.
Well,
good on them for sorting you out.
Yeah, I appreciate
that's good of them.
It.
Yeah.
What is the least they could do?
Yeah.
They had a faulty product. It's the least they could do. We're in a competitive industry.
I had a moldy, like a gross berry the other day, and I thought about, like, Do you think anyone's ever complained about a single berry in a punnet?
No, no. There's always a single berry. You pick it out. You suck it up.
You just like, you suck it up.
As a former supermarket worker, you can 100% complain about a moldy berry.
Oh, yes.
What would be your power to refund there? Would you refund the entire thing?
You would offer a refund or a replacement.
Okay.
And it would just happen on the spot. Yeah.
I once had a salad from a place that's no longer around. And I had like two bits of chicken in it. And I was pretty pissed off. And I wrote in and I complained. And they gave me, it was like huge, like a $40 voucher to the store.
Oh, wow.
And then I got to buy like heaps of salads.
Two bits of chicken?
Yeah.
That's not enough.
And a chicken salad.
Yeah.
It leads with chicken. Salad is the second word there, but the salad was dominating the chicken.
Yeah.
It should have been called a salad chicken.
Salad with a side or a kiss of chicken, a sprinkle of chicken.
Smooch of chicken.
No, but it was a chicken salad, so that was good. That was a good payoff.
Good win for you there.
Yeah, it was a bigger win than Carwin's.
And these are the biggest problems we face.
Yeah, it's hard.
Well, it's hard out there for us.
Yeah.
For us, probably the hardest.
Yeah.